Parshas Tetzave Zocher. Not very long, Rabbi Yisai. A week from tonight, we'll be holding after Shkia. We'll be holding in the great day, Yom Purim HaGodol. And the Achonef Yom Purim is Parsha Zohar, Lismoich Zechira Lasiyosa, the Gemara says, Chazal say, Gemara. So in this book, the Schiru to the Asiyo, we have to know exactly what is this mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. And it's very, as we say just before, it's very shocking that he didn't have Pur Yom of Purim. The Simcha of Purim of Ad is with the Nisim that happened. Of Ad is with the tremendous Nase that the Baruch Hashem rescued us. The Gezeirah of Lahashmid, Laharoi, Gulahabid is called Yehudim. But there's something to the fact that the enemy was Amalek. There was something to that fact, Rabbi Yisrael. This week's parasha, Parash Tetzave, we have Vosiso, Big Day Kodesh, the Aaron Ochicha, the Chavoy Lusiforis. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to make Big Day Kahuna. The very, very interesting Indian Rabbi said that when a person goes, especially Kehanim, with the mitzvahs, the Shoreis, the Kodesh, Big Day Kodesh, La'aron, L'chicho, L'chovud, L'seforas. The Ramban speaks out, Y'nichbar, M'fur, B'malbush, N'chbar, M'fuorin. But L'chovud, L'seforas, the Ramban says, L'shores, B'em, L'chovud, Hashem, Hashem, B'son, L'seferas, Uzom, to bring out the Kovod Hashchina, the begodim that we wear, and we serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Malbushim, is to bring out the fact that we're using, we're serving, we service Hashem, and since the greatness of Hashem has to be real, and we are the servants who were chosen to be those ones to service Hashem. So we have to represent ourselves in a different mode. We can't go dressed like the everyday Harry in the Shuk. We can't look like the Bowery bums. It's not only because our own COVID, Atzmai, but it's also because we have to understand that we're Malach is going to be going Kodesh. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan, like Korai, Bigdai ela mechabda. He called his clothing mechabda. The clothing of a person works to give cover to the human, Rabbosai. And this is why it's so important, Rabbosai, the dress code of a Ben Torah. It's not the issue of being, because we're here to conform you to a certain style. Well, it's the feeling and the understanding, Rabbosai, lechovod v'sefores. We're here to give honor to the Rebbeinu Shlom. We were chosen, Klal Yisrael as a nation, for the Efrat Rebbeinu Torah, Rabbosai. Those who are sitting and learning Torah, who are the Be'etz and the Sarin. Lechovod v'sefores. And when a person wears those clothing, when Aaron goes in to wear the clothing, with all the halakha, urim v'tumim, and everything, Rabbosai, the argosha is lechovod l'sefores. I'm here to serve Hashem. I'm a servant of Hashem. I'm a begodim. I have to represent who I'm servicing. And therefore, the union of begodim being so important, Rabbosai, is because the begodim, we see a whole parasha of the Torah, an emphasis on how to make the begodim and how much begodim they should wear, and the beauty of the begodim and how so special and unique every beggar has to be. Because it's not just a dress code, it's to bring out the chovod l'sefores, to bring out the beauty, the pe'er, the tiferes, the glory, the wonder, the wonderment, the greatness of an Aaron HaKoyen who's going to the holiest of holies, but even a Kohen Hedyot, and even a person who's just a regular Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, he has to understand that he's on a different level as he speaks. And this was the tachlis. This was the tachlis of the begodim, Rabbi Yisai. It wasn't just stam a dress code. It was a tool to bring out the chavur l'sefores, Rabbi Yisai. The glory, the tiferes, the beauty of to be an Eved Hashem. Al Pizel, we can maybe understand the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Yud Aleph, Megillah Yud Beis, we'll get to Yud Aleph in a second. The Gemara tells us, we spoke about this. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai asked his Talmidov why they were Chayev Kloya in the time of Purim. Why was Klal Yisrael Chayev Kloya? What did they do wrong? Lahashmir, Laharoik. It was a gzeira, unbelievable gzeira. What was the terrible thing? Says the Gemara, they asked him, and he said, Imru Atim, Shenenem Yisudos Achashverosh. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's Beshushan. We made with Dayak, the Gemara, we spoke about this once before, with Dayak, the Gemara, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have a tanya that that's not a sibah, a reason for galus, for destruction. He just said that's not enough to destroy everybody. But Shushan, there was a reason to destroy them because they were nena misuras achashverosh. And the kasha is, Rabbi Yisai, first of all, being nena misuras achashverosh, what is it? We'll see in a minute. So if we learn pshat, like the Medrash learned pshat, the Medrash is a Medrash that says that haka they were eating. Dvarim HaSurim, there was nevelas and trefas there. It was a real party. You know, what was served over there, mamish, fresh pig, gewaldik, bacon and eggs. They had it all over there. So they were eating nevelas and trefas, okay. But even that would be with a siba for kloya. It's a terrible avera. But the Maisa, the Gemara tells them, Gimel, that v'aso is yitzon ish v'ish. Who's ish v'ish? Look, Rashi, Haman, Mordechai. That Mordechai came to the Suda. He was the bartender at the Suda. Why? Obviously, he didn't want them to send him with no guy to touch the wine. B'yayin Nesech. So he was there with nice Kedem wines. Beautiful, with a good three stemples from the Yugavasa Rebbe. and the Nagel Vasser Rebbe, everything has mamish, seven different hechsher. I saw a bottle of wine, seven hechsher, Rebbe Yisai. There's not enough room in the wine press for all the rabbis to get around there. Anyway, seven hechsherim over there on the wine. So the Maisa, he had seven hechsherim. Mordechai was sitting pouring the wine. So what was the problem of Nana, Rebbe Yisai? Gemara says in Yud Aleph, at that party, you think you knew how to party, Rebbe Yisai. Achshveirosh, he was the partier of partiers. Achshveirosh, 180 days partying, Rebbe Yisai. And he was mamish, crazy, what went on at that party. But one of the things that went on at that party was something devastating. He took out the big day kahuna, and Achshveirosh paraded around. You can imagine, Rebbe Yisai, in the scene. Two Jews are sitting there, one with a Hebrew national hot dog. They have to answer to a higher authority. It's kosher. Blinking lights, you know. Kosher. Anyway, they're eating there. Goulden's mustard with the big OU. Everything's kosher. He looks up. It has the OU. Squeezes it out to his Frank. Imagine hot Frank off the grill. And a nice, beautiful bun. From Burr Stern's Bakery in Borough Park. Beautiful. Everything's kosher. A glass of wine. Beautiful with the seven hechsherim in front of him. And the mustard. He takes a bite. That crunch. You know that crunch with that beautiful hot dog is cooked where he crunches the hot dog so gewaltig. The mustard drips all the way down the side of his face. And he's sitting there enjoying his hot dog over his side. And he's parading around in the big day kahuna. You could have hanor. Pass the ketchup. Heinz, of course, has to have a hechsher. You could have hanor at such a suda. But I want to stand a moor who was parading with the big day kahuna. The big day kahuna represented lechovru lesefores. What did the big day kahuna represent? It read the grandeur of Klal Yisrael. It represented Beis HaMikdash. It represented the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Or Godless. Achashverosh's has Kavana was taking it out. That's it. You Jews are over. You're going to remain my slave. You're going to be under my jurisdiction. There's no recall anymore. You're not going back. If the whole time, if you hear really the thing was to be Mashpil and put us down. And put us down and show that we're not going to have get back to the status of the Kohen Gadol lifnai v'lifnei. This Marusha, this Meshukitz, we saw later on what happened at his party, Shem Yerachim. It became a real bash. This Meshukitz, this Menovel, walks around with the big day kahuna who represents the chovod l'sefores. It's only a hashpola. You yidin are not going back. A yid could sit there and be nana. He could enjoy himself. That means a yid has given up on himself. He doesn't realize who he is. There's hashpola. This was the time of Nana Misuchas Achashverosh. It was the big day kahuna that they saw, and they still were about eating the Hebrew national kosher hot dog. But if the whole Yiddish guy is about a kosher hot dog, then who are you? If that's what your Yiddish guy is all about, they have matzo balls in your soup, then you don't know who you are. And then the matzah was Neurevoya. This week's parasha, Rabbi Yisai, Zohar, Asher Asol Lecho Amolek, B'derech, B'tzeischa B'mitzrayim, Asher Korcho B'derech, Ha'izaneh B'chok Onech, Hashulim Acharecho, V'atho Oyefeo, Yigeyev Elo Yor Elikim. Ay. The Pella, Rabbi Yisai, the parasha. The emphasis, Zohar Asher Asol Lecho Amolek. What's Lecho? The Chorach be plural. The Chel. The Moloch didn't just attack the Gans Kalal Yisrael. Baderech, we spoke about the Chorach Shver. What's Baderech? It says Chem Mitzrayim, it's an Afghemina where they attacked us. Exactly. Baderech. Ashakorcha baderech. Enough with the derech, Rabbi Yisai. We have ADD. We shorten that zocher. We gotta listen to every word. Megillas Esther's coming up, Rabbi Yisai. Get those Ritalin pills. Anyway, but the Maisa, baderech, 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 Rabbi Yisai. What's the emphasis of baderech zocher shasos lechlama? The Svarim HaKdoshim, everybody's going to get excited now because we speak Svarim HaKdoshim. But the Svarim HaKdoshim speak about this mitzvah. It's a paralytic mitzvah, boys, that we're involved with today, Rabbi Yisai. It's a mitzvah to Arisa. To remember Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. When was the last guy we saw in Amaleki? Anybody seen any Amalekites around? The mitzvah is the chorvah. It's mitzvah l'mashicha. What you have to remember now? Okay, so in case when the b'shem mitzvah shem avada b'chol achak aloy b'chol yoyim and avada, it's the three mitzvahs on edrin davchav that we have to do before we go into Eretz Yisrael, before we eventually the full geula. But l'maisa, at the end of the day, what's this mitzvah about? Some sofer says he's mekayim but lemaisa. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, we are not sure. How does this mitzvah talk to us, Rabbi Yisai? Where's this mitzvah talk to us about mitzvah of Amalek? And what's the hate? What's the whole yisoid of Amalek, Rabbi Yisai? And why the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that there shouldn't be any zeicha? Mishor v'yad chamor. Rashi says in Parashat B'shalach. He doesn't say it over here. Not a zeicha, get rid of the animals, nothing can remain around. Zeicha Amalek, any zeicha, we gotta get rid of it totally. It can't be in this world with us. Avada was a terrible thing. Vaiter Rabbi says, Shakorcha baderech. What's korcha? Vaizayim kol nechsh vatoye. What's korcha, Rabbi Yisai? Korcha, as she says, Ve'izanev b'cho, I'm sorry, yeah, Vatzva Yizanev b'cho, Makazonov, they attacked the Bris Mila. According to the Medrash, they cut off the Bris Mila, or the area of the Bris Mila, and they threw it up to Shammai and said, Bereshem, take yours, you're not down here. What's the sort of the attack on the Bris Mila, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai, where does Amalek stem from? What's the Makor of Amalek? Where did they come from, Rabbi Yisai? Makor of Amalek is Timna. She came to try to attack, come part of Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu said he didn't want her, he rejected her. She went, she said, if I can't have Avram, she went to live with Eliphaz. And for that came Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. The yisod of Amalek, Rabbi Yisai, is rejection. The yisod of Amalek is rejection. The feeling of self-worth. And that's why they attacked after HaKol HaNechshalim Acharecha. They knew they couldn't get, they themselves didn't have the koyach to fight against the strong. But what Amalek did when they attacked us, Rabbi Yisai, they impregnated Klal Yisrael with this koyach of rejection that a Jew doesn't realize his self-worth. The Ashakorcha was, they took away this Mamlechas Koyanim, this Big Day Koydesh. This feeling that a Yid has such greatness. We were coming, Ashbashakoch Baderech. B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim, we were coming Baderech. We had a Mahalech. We had a way. We were going in a path, a clear path, to Kabbalas HaTorah, to becoming the great people, the greatest of people. They were jealous because they were rejected from this nation. And they impregnated Klal Yisrael with this feeling that we're not in a little orphan, a small orphan of rejection, of not realizing the self-worth of who you are as a Yid. Zohar asher asa l'cho Amalek. L'cho was each individual. They impregnated Klaus with this feeling, with this yisod, that who says, I'm so worthy, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not. If it wouldn't have had this one happened, a molek would have happened. Avada, we were going out with such high feelings, that was our greatness. And a molek attacked by Derech. And they impregnated with this feeling of rejection that they were so imbued with. And from that, it led to Klal Yisrael's feeling of their self-worth wasn't on the highest level. And because of that, they weren't mekabel the Torah on the highest oifin. They had to be coerced. If the whole Amalek wouldn't have happened, it could have been Klal Yisrael would have been mekabel Torah. This will later, that could be Klal Yisrael would have mekabel the Torah. I feel Torah Shabbal Peh. But they weren't confident enough. As Rabbi Shachuma says, they needed a higher degree of ava, a feeling of self-worth. They would have had it, they would have been kabbalim to Shabbal Peh, but it wasn't on that level because of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. And Meila, Klal Yisrael lived from after that time, not with a full understanding of who they were. And that led to the destruction, that led to the churban. And now they got to the lowest level that they felt so rejected that this Meshukitz could come out and put on the big day kahuna that's miyuchid for Klal Yisrael, that's lechovet l'sifores, and he's being mashvil yidin. And who does he team up with? Ashekarohu, the Amaleki Haman. He teams up with him because the same Yisoid, they're both trying to attack this Yisoid. A shikorcha, to cool us off, to realize our self-worth. Of the Ibn Shalom Bechvoido, the Atzvoy Rabbeisai, the Ibn Shalom showed us that even though we were in such a low darga, even though we weren't holding, we were mamish, nanami, sudas, achashverosh, we were sitting there enjoying ourselves and being complete and feeling okay with the matzav of being mushpal. The Rebbeinu Shalom Ba'av B'Toch Ava Atzuma sent us Mordechai V'Esther, and we went out with a tremendous confidence of Leich Knois Kol Yehudim, and we saw the Rebbeinu Shalom's tremendous ness they did in such a low level. But that gave us the confidence, no matter where we're holding, that Pintel Yid has such greatness. B'Toch Ava Sanesh Rashi and Shabbos. That was the tikkun, Rabbi Yisrael. That at this time we got the confidence that no matter what Madrega, they attacked us, doesn't make a difference, the Bereshim's there for us. Meitzis min acharakim, mituch his kasus, mituch hester upon him, hester min atar minayin, mituch all the hester, the Bereshim's there, he's waiting for us, he loves us, he still considers us his sons, his family, and he's doig for us, mituch the hester, even though we're eating the Hebrew national cat dog while watching him parade in the uniform of the Kohen Gadol. The Bereshim still cares for us. He knows we go through hard times and we go through difficulties and we fall, but he loves us, he cares for us. We took Abbas, this nice that they saw the Bereshim was there for them, even the lowest level. They came to me, Chod Kiblu, the confidence got so murdered in the Mekabah Torah Mechadosh, Kim V'Kiblu, Afilu Torah Shebal Peh, B'Tzuch Ahavas Hanes. And that's the story of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. But this is the Yisrael of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Yisrael of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. Rejection, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the worst possible thing that a person can go through in life, to feel rejected by anybody, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, M'Soyit Mem Zayin, there's a religion, Rabbi Yisrael, we know about it. We hear those bells very often. It's not much. So now they have a new thing for those intermarriages. They sing Ma'oz Sur to that. Anyway, the Maisa, but the Maisa. So, the Christianity, where does it start from, Rabbi Yisrael? The Gemara tells us in Mem Zayin and Soita, there was a Yid called Yeshu, a Yid. And this Yid, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a Talmud of Yishuv and Prachya. And the Maisa Sofer Shaldova, he said something very wrong. And his Rebbe threw him out. He came back once, he came back twice. The Rebbe said, no, the third time, the Rebbe was in the Kabbalah. He was ready to Mekabbalah. But Sofer Shaldova, he was in the middle of Kriyishma. And he didn't motion, not supposed to motion. He thought his way was a sign of rejection. He went and he started the religion of Baisan. Millions of years of Baisan. Rejection. Rejection. It's not my border, Baisan. Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a shmuz, the side of a Molech, is the side of rejection of Baisan. And this is the side of Yeshu. And the boy says, someone told me, yeah, I just heard the news, someone was telling me, I'm not coming to matzdik. We're not coming to matzdik these people. A person has bechira to do the right thing, everybody said. But we have to know what the feeling of rejection is, everybody said. When the person feels rejection, it's a killer, everybody said. Someone told me just now the shooting in Florida. This guy, whoever he was, he had obviously he was a crazy man, but he was rejected from the school. They threw him out. I'm not saying you shouldn't throw out a bachur, you should throw out. That's the point, everybody said. But what does rejection mean? You have to understand what it means. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, they once came to, they wanted to throw out a bach of a yeshiva. They came to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum and he said, did you fast yet? Have you fasted? This is pikuach nefesh. This is the nefashos. To throw out a bach, what's the hotel? So throw him out, go to another yeshiva. There's always apple bombs. So what's the problem? Teretz is, Rabbi said, a person feels the rejection. It's a destructive matter, Rabbi said, inside a person's life because he feels he's not mekubal from somebody else. He's thrown away. That feeling of rejection leads to his kairos. The person loses his whole self-worth. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said, the famous sichus of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz is not in there, but in the book in English, in the Akhtomba, they say over there, a story that Reb Chaim was very mad not to throw anybody out of the mir. And there was a tkufa that, there was a certain tkufa in the time that there was a certain bachur who had certain books in the mir. He had certain books that were kfiridika stuff. It wasn't the right stuff. So there was a whole tumult. It was mamash a tumult in the mir that time. That everybody was going to the Shiva, Reb Chaim, they should reject him. They should throw him out. What's going? We didn't. Reb Chaim gave one of his most famous shmuz, and he got up in the Beis Medrash and he said, first of all, it's a chiddush to me that we still have this Yetzirah around. There was the enlightenment movement in Europe. I didn't realize that we have this going around. But then he gave the whole shmuz and he said, no one was ever rejected by me. And as long as the boy is not affecting someone, that's a different story. The person is affecting other people. That's a whole different shaila. Then it's a shaila, he's a roideif. But as long as he's not affecting someone else, he's staying in yeshiva. And the whole thing died down. So the writer writes in the Akhtomba to that, in the book, it's Yasichus Masichus of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. He writes, and no one knows what the outcome of this story. But 20 years later, he met this guy in a bus. And this guy now was out in the working field, he became a lawyer. And he was a respectable member of his community. He was a frum yid, and he was doing askonis and a different zachar of Yisrael. And people didn't realize that she was trying to bring out. People thought then, who knows? And we don't understand Rabbi Yisrael. A person feels rejection is a terrible thing. But I want to say something that's much worse for Rabbi Yisrael. Much, much worse than being rejected by somebody else. Zohar, Asher, Shoach, Amolek, that each and every one of us has an Amolek inside of us. We have a terrible Amolek that we reject ourselves, Rabbi Yisrael. That we come to a matzav that we don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael. I spoke this morning, and I think it's a gavaldik gezara, but I think we should take out a day. We don't have to go anywhere for it. But take out a day over the weekend, Rabbi Yisrael. This weekend, after a long zman, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody, instead of thinking and going and processing how much I have to do, how many sechtas I have to do, what I have to do vayta, the Chovei Salavovitz writes that the midah of Akarza Tov is the greatest midah. He says there's three reasons why we don't appreciate. We have a problem with Akarza Tov. He says the first reason is because our minds are always occupied on what we're missing. Every time we get something, we're thinking, vital. Oh, but what about this? Okay, I have two cars. But what about a third car? Who's it for? I don't know, maybe the dog. They're having now things, they're driving lessons with dogs, Rabbi Yisrael. Reis Hashem, there's a specialist in here, they started driving. Listen, the dogs have to also, you know. They're having driving lessons with dogs. So it's my dog will have, who's it for? I don't care. But the person is always focusing what he doesn't have. So the Chovei Salavovitz, you have to step back and look at what you have. How much you have good in life. All the good, there are things we're missing. No one, nothing's perfect. No matzah is perfect. But if we don't take time to think about what we have, everybody's like, in order every yeshiva bach in the world of us at the end of his man should take out a few minutes and lift himself up on a pedestal and think only, not the hard times, the bad times, only the good that he accomplishes, man of us. People think, oh, there's a very crazy yeshiva over here. Every guy, they finish a perek, they make a big deal of Oisai. You know why? Because we have to go against the Amalek that's in the whole world of Oisai. Rejection, feeling low self-esteem of Oisai. The biggest machala in the door is LSD of Oisai. No. That's a different. Low self-development. LSE, I made a mistake. LSE, low self-esteem. That's the second biggest is LSE. The first biggest is LSE, low self-esteem. You go around all over. All the problems, the machlas of the Torah, and most are because low self-esteem. People are not, don't know who they are. Don't know, finish the perek, I finished this, I finished that, I finished the small masechta. I was speaking, I learned the masechta with someone of the Talmidim over here. He called a certain person in chutzlars, oh, only that masechta is such a small masechta, you can do more. Hashem Yirachem, Abosah, Hashem Yirachem, Hashem Yirachem, Hashem Yirachem. We have to think back and see, look who we are, Abosah. We're in a generation of the iPhone, not just the iPhone. Number 10, up to 10, right? iPhone 10 we're up to. 12 is coming out. It's coming out soon. You plug it in and just go again. You sit down on it and it takes you to America. The iPhone 12, the iPhone 10, but all the things are going on by side. Unbelievable what's going on out there. Yeshiva Bach is sitting in the basement. He didn't learn a word. He didn't learn one word. He was in the Beis Medrash just. He came to the Beis Medrash, he smiled at Shiva, shalom, shalom, and he walked out. Unbelievable, boy, son. If the Lord had time, he could be. But a guy's in the Beis Medrash, one Seder a day, and I'm not saying, proposing to come one Seder, but even one Seder with what's out there, boy, son. Two starim, three starim. He's finishing prakim. He's finishing being masechtes. He's being ma'ayin to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Yisrael. Do you know what that is? Do we understand what it is? We don't fathom what it is. We could be out there, who knows what? We know we have friends out there doing who knows what, and he's sitting by Baba Kama, Shor Shinoga Hazapora. He's sitting and learning Torah in 2018. When the world is meshuggah, when there's craziness out there, when people are on all types of substance, and people are doing the craziest things. And here he is sitting and learning Torah. He's sitting and steiging, and sitting and trying to get a catch with Hashem, and he's diving to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what you should do? You should be dancing! That's what Purim is about, the simcha of overcoming Amalek. But we have to feel it. We have to feel the greatness, the godless, of what it means to sit and learn the Halak and Torah. If you don't feel it, it's Amalek. Vayisu minafidim, shirafu yudeim in that Torah. The rafu yudeim in that Torah is Amalek. What's been that Torah? You don't understand what Torah is. We don't understand how the world runs. Oh, we learn Torah, it changes the whole universe of us. That our Torah affects everywhere. That if we're learning Torah now, there's no terrorist attacks, and things are going okay in America. Every day a shooting could go on, Rabbi, anywhere in the world. What's protecting the world, Rabbi? What's giving the world sustenance? What's helping the world to remain afloat? Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, gracious, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael. That if for one second there wouldn't be Torah in this world, Rabbi said, for one second, somewhere in the world wasn't learning Torah. I don't care, Trump is on his red phone, he's fighting with the North Korean and Meshugana, and they're fighting it out. They're about to press the button. No button, no bomb, and no Trumps. We trumped him. Nothing is going to be around. Zero. Why? Why shouldn't they be around? I don't understand it scientifically. It doesn't make any sense. Everything's in proper place. Why is anything around? You know why? There's nothing energy giving the world to go. Toyhu v'voyhu. Because Bresh is b'shvil Torah or b'shvil Yisrael. B'shvil b'nei Torah b'yisai. This is the only thing that keeps the world sustenance. So a person is learning Torah, you are on top of the world, you're keeping the world going. And what you're accomplishing in Torah, you're making siyumim b'yisai. The Hadron Halach, we spoke in many siyumim. The Murid, the Gesimcha that makes in Shemayim, it's an Ace Ratzon, says the Biskarov, a Shleimus of finishing a Chelek of Torah, to finish any parak, there's a Hadron, the Shleimus, to finish a Masechta, is a grace of Shleimus, Rabbi. But we have to sit back, Rabbi Yisai, and not think of anything that we haven't done. We haven't got here, my lateness is not the best I want it to be, this level and that level, that's all Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. You have to sit back and focus on what you've accomplished. And I don't care what you've done wrong this year, Rabbi Yisrael. That is Amalek. Zohar, Asher, Osel, Lecho, Amalek. We have an Amalek inside each and every one of us, Rabbi Yisrael. And if we don't get it out, we're never going to get it. Success breeds success. If we focus on the positive, focus on our accomplishments, focus on what we are doing right, that Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to succeed vayta. But if we just harp on what I haven't done, he looks at the Masechta, Leiv Chacham Liyamin, says the Chazal, says Mefarshim, Liyamin, look at what you've accomplished. Leiv Kalev, Leiv Ksil Ismoil, oh, I have so many Dapim left. Leiv Chacham Liyamin, 20 Black Gemara, Boisai, 15 Black Gemara, 70 Black Gemara, whatever you've done, sit back and relish it, Boisai. Lick it up. See, realize your gedoyim should be gedoyim today in this generation to sit and to learn the Torah and to push out the Yitzhar. Gedoyim should be gedoyim, Rabbi Yisai. Celebrate it. That's what we're celebrating on Purim, Rabbi Yisai. Not to go crazy. Stop the shame to go crazy. We're going crazy because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out and realized what our potential is. Even though we're not holding by it so much, but he believes in us. He believed in the Yidden who were holding on an enemy, Suzak HaShveirosh. He believed in them. And the Baruch Hashem believes in every one of single one of us. That we can accomplish great things no matter what we've done. Look at me, I'm an Avei guy. I'll be sitting here with my Frank and my hamburger in front of you guys giving a schmooze. I never thought such a thing in my life. The only way, Rabbi says, is not to look on what we don't have, but look at what you have accomplished, whatever it is. Take that to heart. Build on it. And realize that your Rebbe Hashem, He believes in you. No matter what, some people say, we have to be mechazik each other, to believe in each other. Rejection is terrible. But realize there is no rejection, no matter how far we go. Nana, the Rebbe Hashem believes in you, and He believes you can become really great, Rabbi says. And if we only inject ourselves with this positivity and this feeling of greatness, you'll see, Rabbi Yisrael, the sky is the limit. The sky is taka the limit. When Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "Meir de Gavar, Rabbi Yisrael," and I'm ending, Rabbi Yisrael, because we have to end. But the Meister of Yaakov says on the pasuk, it says the going in Yoredeya says that a Yiddish kid is not allowed to drink milk from a goyish woman. And the goyim brings them a car, why not even any Yiddish kid? Harry Bernstein's kid, little Shlaimele Bernstein. They're not so religious, but they call him Sam. Sam, little Sammy. He had his Brit just now. So Sammy's not allowed to have Wilma give him milk. He has to have his mama do it. Why? So to go in the Makor Rashi and Shmois, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, they try to feed him in the milk of his mother, of the Mitzrayim, and he didn't take it, he wouldn't give it. Why? Peh Sha'os L'Daber Mashchina. It's not, shouldn't drink the milk of a Goyish woman. In fact, of Yaakov, that's the Peh Sha'os L'Daber Mashchina. Talk of Yaakov, Vais Dois. Every Jewish kid has the ability to be a peh hamedaber mashchina.